Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Previously on Our Dumb Universe, Dan Kent, Pangler, Huffalumphagus, Sondra, Fuzzo, Valborg, two combo first ladies, Gloppo, Floor, and Feltina all met up in the relay station. They thought they could broadcast a message of peace, but instead, they blew up the Earth! What is to be done? By you, listen to this, the new episode! Episode 5, The Hand Puppet's Tale!
Oh, voice sticks!
What's that?
Something I'm trying out for when things are bad.
I don't think it'll catch on since the Earth exploded. It's not really a good time for a new catchphrase.
Yeah. Sad.
Oui, sad. The Earth? Gone. Huff, what did you do?
I don't know. It just happened. What is going on? No! Get out of my head!
She's going crazy.
We need to go.
The program must be defended. You see, in our adventure, we met this...
Not now, combo first ladies! Something's happening to Huff!
I'm trying to fight it!
What's going on? Oh! Your tummy! There's something poking around in there!
Open your mind now. Give in to me completely.
No! I won't!
Huff, let me help you.
Please let me be. Just give me room to breathe. There's something going on inside.
Her skin, there's something moving ground inside. Why can't I move? There's nothing I can do to save her from the dark inside.
Where can you run when the void's ate the sun, when darkness is the one you hide? What can you do when it all points to you, when you move to the dark inside?
Oh. got you. Hold on.
Ow. My insides are becoming outsides.
You are all the chaff of the universe. I am servant of the Null. They believe in only one thing, the end of everything.
That sucks.
The Null will extinguish all life. The Null will cease your life. Now, to finish tearing apart this pathetic host puppet.
You don't hurt my wife. I'll squish this spider. My arm!
By Morgus, you can't fight it, Dolly. Quick, get away. It's a Null spider. It's probably already called the Null Fleet. Once they arrive, it'll be...
Whoa! It just took this head clean off. We need to run.
Oh, Fustix!
There is nowhere you can hide. Death comes quick! After I stretch my legs a bit, I need not pull a gear ripping you all apart.
We will hold it off. You all run.
This way. We can get to the loading bay.
We will help you, Combo Sister.
No! You must protect the program. Remember what Huggins McScratch taught us on the mountain of...
You are right. We will go with them. For the good of... the program.
Remember us.
I'm just about ready to destroy you all. There we go.
Time's up, Arachnid.
I'll help for Greenland.
No, I won't let you die.
No, you've wrapped me in your recently regrown tendrils. Let me go. Untendril me.
No, I failed Greenland once. I won't let you die here.
Quick, this way. We have the two injured puppets. Let us retreat.
Thanks, Combo Lady. Hooray!
He's right. Let's scoot.
More.
It's his ship. We need to get in.
It doesn't appear to be in very good condition. Where will we even go?
Out of here.
That jerk spider is coming. Make way for me.
Get in the ship!
I'll peel your little ship apart!
It's banging against the windshield. If that breaks, there's no way we can go into space.
Why not? There's no wind in space. We'll be fine.
We'll be sucked out violently into space and die.
Let's not do that.
More.
You have a what?
More.
He wants you to press that button.
Okay, but I'm not sure.
Whoa,
what was that?
An ionized mega death laser. Well, it sure killed that spider good.
Why do you have that?
He lives in a bad neighborhood. Yeah, but really, should you have an ionized mega death laser? I mean, that sort of firepower isn't really necessary. Okay, but a fundamental right to bear arms isn't a guarantee. I mean, death lasers? What's next? A giant neutron bomb? Oh, you do? In your house? Isn't
this
that...
This isn't the time for this conversation. We need to take off.
When is a good time to talk gun control then, Sandra? Huh? When?
For now, let's just get away from the debris field and figure out what to do.
Hold still. Your thread is coming undone.
I don't give a fluff about me. How's Huff?
She's asleep. She's tore up pretty good. Lost a lot of stuffing.
Thank you for tending to us.
I used to volunteer at the local first aid station. A lot of German tourists would fall into crevasses. Not sure why Germans were always falling.
During my time with the Fuerzas Armadas in Bolivia, I once took a group of Estonians hostage. We mailed their ears back to Tallinn. Cost more postage than you think.
That's terrible.
Yes, the post office is very corrupt. Oh, you mean the yes. But I was younger then. And angry. Huff. She saw through my pain, my past. She loved me for me. If anything, I couldn't. If she...
Huff will be okay. I lost my husband in the fuzzing, and I won't see you lose your wife. I guess we're not so different, you and I.
No, we're pretty different. Listen, I was with Professor Y when she died. She gave me this, her finger. It has her Y grams. I want you to have it.
Oh, thank you. But Heather and I were work friends, maybe? We met through an underground newsletter called Frack Fuzzies. It was a fleshy liberation zine that also had a lot of Battlestar Galactica slash fiction. I wrote this one where...
I'll take it! The finger? Yeah, I like gadgets.
Oh, Sandra. I thought you were helping Blore fly the ship.
Apparently, it's a one-man job.
Men. Always flying solo.
Is Blore a man?
I didn't check under the hood if that's what you're asking.
I do like his tentacles. I'd give those cups something to suction.
I get pasty.
Meh, we all got our thing. How are you doing, Feltina?
I'll live. It's funny to think so recently I was trying to kill you both.
And here we are, talking frankly about our attraction to tentacles.
Her attraction?
Well, if you've noticed now that Earth has gone sayonara, there's not a lot of eligible partners around. If you got a sweet tooth, Blore is going to look like a Zagnut bar pretty soon.
I can solve my own problems, if need be.
Girl.
Long nights in Greenland. Literally, the winter is all night, so you'd have
to... Matriarch, can you assist me in some repairs?
Of course. Excuse me, ladies.
I should check on Huffalumphagus.
Thank you.
Sorry your comedy pal got beheaded, Blore.
Yeah.
That spider was a real jerk.
Yeah.
Sorry Sandra kept pressing stuff.
Yeah.
I have to tell you something. It was me pressing stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm sure she would have pressed things eventually. Besides, I'm all worn out from pressing that I won't press anything anymore. My fingers are like Giles Corey at the end of the Crucible. All pressed out.
Yeah.
It's actually a really good reference. Anyway, so right now we're just sort of aimlessly flying around.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I like about you?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, not really, but I bet there's some way we can get the Earth back. Like a reset button or something. Maybe if we turn it on and off again. I had this lamp, it was...
Yeah.
No, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
Yes, but that's not the point. The point...
Yeah.
You can't just Blore your way out of everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
That should do it. I'll tuned up.
Thank you, Matriarch.
I'm not... That's... Please call me Sandra.
That feels too... You are our creator.
No, I'm more like your mom. Like a young, sexy mom. I'm like the mom who your friends all have a crush on, you know? But not like just a rockin' body. I'm also the bake sale mom who's looking... I mean, you get it.
Thank you, Mom, Triarch.
Close enough.
I know I am only a collection of servos and pieces. My heart is Harding. My non-consecutive calves are Cleveland. My arm is Taft. And my nerves are... I'm scared, Mom. And I didn't even know I could be scared, but... I am not built for space. I am not...
It's all right. Being scared is natural, and you're alive. You're not just parts, you're a whole person.
But how do we process this? Will the sphere be forever?
No. Unlike Medicare for All, this will pass. Look to history to help face the future.
Lady History's a little bit grim. Her story's always weighed out as lesser to his. But give her many pages to skim. You'll find the definition of courage to live. To fight for rights they ought to already give. Laundry list of heroes dismissed and pissed. They gotta beg permission to exist. So they resist. And that's your lady history. Lady history blues. Lady history blues. An instigator and rebel zoo. Lady history blues. Lady history blues. Take a page from the girls who refuse. We ain't gonna give anyone the satisfaction of having us miss out on an election. Lady history. Are you kidding me? Me just be slipping if they think we're giving and settling. Gender's a classroom constricting us. Lesbos, edging us, standing up, handing out.
Facts are racist, stick pens and big pens are dollars.
They say they're gonna try to burn or drown any of us for standing up, speaking out. And so we shout, cause that's Lady History. West, shape the world, point us to where we're moving. Like Edith Clark, do what they say women aren't supposed to be doing. Like Amazing Grace, make the change that everyone's allergic to. Like Mae Jemison, go touch the sky, prove that all of us came to. When people are scared, they see a demon in change. When people have power, they don't want to take it away. When people give you a chance, and that's what you take. And that's your Lady History. Lady History Blues, Lady History Blues, an instigator and rebels who's who.
Sure.
Sensors are... Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
What's going on? Nothing is being spoiled.
Something is coming. We can sense a great angry swarm in the space-time field. It's bad.
Oh, fustics.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm sorry, Pangla.
Why, bro?
I saw you. Once. You were in that box, and I... Well, Father said... He said that...
I know. I remember. Father was afraid.
I killed him.
Families are funny. It's like that joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Pangla.
Pangla who?
Me! Right here! Remember, we were just talking. How did you forget? You're funny.
Oh, I don't think you understand what a joke is.
Can you teach me? What is a joke?
Lately, my life.
No, you're a super guy.
I thought I was chosen, and then it all went... I wanted to help the world, and now the world is gone. I'm... Oh, what's it matter?
Hey, no. You're my brother. It's gonna be Rainbowlicious. When life has got you moping, it's hard to cut yourself some slack. But don't you ever stop hoping your twin sister's got your back. And sometimes something silly, just a little nonsense phrase, can break you from your spiral. Just give a try and be amazed. Let's find a little funny thing to say. Well, how about fustics?
What?
Yeah, just say fustics. It'll be a fuss trick. When you're feeling ick, just give a tickle. Fustics! You stinking fustic! Oh, I could fustic! And you might smile.
My problems are too serious. My
depression won't be defied.
That's what your son wants you to think. Why not give fuss sticks a try?
Fine, oh fuss sticks. Hey, up your fuss stick. Don't be a fuss stick.
Is that a smile?
Yeah. Okay, that was pretty fun, but we giggle now. But fuss sticks, will it help when I feel alone? Will it help when I remember that I'm a failure and dethroned? Will it ease the pain recalling how I made my mother cry, which caused her to seek vengeance, so she made my brother die?
Together we can love and hope and try.
Hey there, depression. Go eat a fuss stick. You're such a fuss stick. Ugh, all you do is take my time.
An expression.
Oh, what was it?
Right,
lick my fuss stick.
You useless guy.
But this won't solve all of my problems. Fuss sticks.
Yeah.
That's our fuss trick.
Yep.
Me and my fuss sis.
That's me.
It makes us smile. Smile. Smile and remember that the future isn't known. I am not decided yet. That's under my control. And when the darkness and the hardness tell me I'm their own, and when my heart rate quickens and I sicken losing hope, I'll see your face, I'll take a breath and go. Fussticks, all is fussticks, sing out fussticks, all is well. Ba-da-da-da-da-da, fussticks, give me fussticks, all is fussticks, let it swell. Ba-da-da-da-da-da, na 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 na. Hurting from a thing I cannot change, from someone I am missing who's dead and gone away. Fussticks can't revive them, return them from the grave.
Maybe if we try together, fussticks will help us in a way, through a connection that we both hold and save.
Oh, Brushy, fussticks, I'm sorry. Your death was gnarly.
Hey!
And I in part deserve the
oh,
fault.
Oh, my dear Fuzzle! Release your struggle.
Oh.
In you I'm snuggled, at peace alive. Death is a petty thing for all it tries to steal. It gives us purpose in the end, a love in a way that's real. And I love this, fuzz brun fuzz sis, with all my fuzz sticks. You're my sunshine, my sunshine.
Fuzz sticks all is fuzz sticks.
When we sing, it's like Brushy's still with us. Maybe things will all work out for the... What's that outside there? Look!
Wow! It's like a bunch of little rips in space! All right!
Oh, but... No, there are like hundreds of small ships pouring out of the holes.
Attention. This message is going out on all frequencies. This is the Null Death Fleet. All life in this sector is to end. Fight if you want, but you will die all the same. Null is void.
Hooray?
No. Bad Ray. Very bad Ray.
What do we do? Oh, look, another message is coming through. Maybe it's the Null saying it was just a joke.
Attention. Attention. This is Sub-Commander Drogas. I was doing some flybys when the Earth went kablooey. I am the highest-ranking living commander, and I wanted to say that I am here. I am ready with my ship to stop the Null. For too long, they've been destroying everything, wiping away whole civilizations. But today is the day that we...
What happened?
He blew up. All of the Trogus ships blew up. The Null are destroying everything.
Oh, huh. How about that? At least they're not headed our way.
And now a bunch of those little drone ships are headed our way.
Oh, Fuzzstix.
Well, just put on your hazards and tell them to fly around us. Destroy us? But why? We're cool. I am so cool. Fill my hand. Terrible circulation. How long will our shields hold? You don't have... Oh, fuzz sacks. Fuzz sticks? I do not think... Fuzz sticks! Fuzz sticks!
Oh, fuzz sticks indeed! The Null Death Fleet is swarming in to destroy anyone who survived the destruction of Earth! That's no good! And our heroes are sitting ducks in Bloor's jalopy of a ship! What will happen? Find out next time on Our Dumb Universe, Episode 6, A Swiftly Tilting Pangla!
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. Learn more about the show and cast at podmusical.com. Make sure to follow us on Twitter because what else are you doing? Making a pizza? Yum. What kind? Anchovy and Sprite? Yuck! That sounds terrible! I'll only eat 2 slices. Extra Sprite! Make sure to like, rate, subscribe, and most of all, have a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
You know what I like about you?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.